Blog Talk Radio.
There are no words, no phrase I could create. There is no melody that I could make. How do you sing about a love so deep without feeling like you miss something? I could try, but I cannot explain.
Welcome, everybody, to the Healing Light Show. Today, we're talking to evangelist, author, Amy Lee Kemp. How you doing, Amy?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
It's going to be a great day in the Lord. And Amy's going to be talking to us today about her testimony and about her walk with the Lord and what the Lord has actually did in her ministry and just revealed a lot of things to her. And it's going to be an awesome day in the Lord. And Amy, could you start with your testimony?
Yeah, I sure can. Well, I came to know the Lord back in 1998 after 8 years of running, really running from God, living in rebellion. I was 24 when I came to know Christ. I was pretty much mixed up into basically everything that young people get into, drugs, alcohol, sexual immorality. I was quite the one to be quick to get angry in certain situations. I was full of pride. So in 1998, I kind of came to that cross point where I really came to the end of myself. And after being up for several days, high on a substance, I cried out to God. I came to the place where I knew that if I didn't reach out, I knew if I didn't get help at that point, then I knew I wasn't going to make it. I wasn't going to live. I was going to die. And so, really, at that point, I just cried out, and it was a simple prayer. You know, I like to tell people all the time, you know, God isn't looking for the right words. He's just looking for our words coming from a heart of surrender. So I basically just cried out and said, God, if you'll save me, if you'll rescue me from this life of emptiness and drugs, I'll give my life to you. And within instantaneously, I met the Holy Spirit for the first time. And immediately the peace of God just came in, and I felt love for the first time. I felt the love of Jesus. At that point, I just began to sing a song that I'd learned when I was 4 and 5 years old. So I like to tell parents, you know, what you sow into your kids, the Lord says that it wouldn't return void. But and so at this moment, it didn't return void what my parents had sown into my heart, even as a kid going to Sunday school, because I began to sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And at that moment, I got born again.
That's awesome. It's unique how, you know, your foundation from when you was a child kindly opened your eyes to when you was adult to let you know that Jesus has always been there. It's just you didn't recognize it at that time. But it's awesome to see Jesus do that. And, you know, earlier we was talking about having a firm foundation in the Lord and how important that is to have that firm foundation. Can you capitalize on that just a little bit?
Oh, wow. Well, I'll try to keep it brief.
Okay.
This is really the heart of Recipients of Grace Ministry, my ministry, because without a foundation, you know, situations are going to come. I mean, Jesus was very clear, you know, that the storms would come. But it's those who have the truths in their heart and who are acting on those truths whose house will be standing in the end. You know, because we all go through persecution, we all go through affliction, and we have an enemy. We have an enemy of our soul that he doesn't like us because we are children of God. And so I just believe it's important we understand who Jesus is, who we are in him, and we understand the person of the Holy Spirit, and that we yield to him and receive this wonderful baptism, this wonderful promise of the Father that Jesus gave us through his death and resurrection.
Amen, amen. And that's one of the biggest things is just understanding, you know, who you are in Christ. And I know that, you know, as evangelists, we sow seeds when we pray for people and we bring people to the Lord. We sow seeds and we try to send them to church, and we're hoping to see them multiply and see them gain fruit. But, you know, as Jesus was talking and sowing the seeds, you know, some will produce, some will fall to the side. And, you know, sometimes the enemy will sift them. And if you have that firm foundation, it will keep you straight on that walk where the enemy can't come and sift you and pull you away, because the enemy don't like what we do. He certainly don't. So that's one of the reasons that I really believe we need to know the word. We need to have a real relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and build that. And when I'm talking about a real communication with the Lord Jesus Christ, that means talking, building a friendship, and in the word and in our prayer life. And that's very important. Now, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to touch base on this foundation again, because, you know, the foundation, we must understand that when we accept Jesus, that we, you know, the Bible is very clear in Romans 6. It talks about being born again, and it talks mm-hmm. about that when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and we are baptized, we're baptized into his death, and we are raised into the likeness of his resurrection. And that is key for me, because helping people to understand that when you accepted Christ, you know, you're not just an old sinner saved by grace, but you became a whole new person. I mean, you have the very nature and the life of God living on the inside of you. That old sin nature is removed, and now God has moved inside. The Father, Son, the Holy Spirit now take up full residency in you. And so if we just simply renew our minds to who we are, which is, you know, the children of God, we're righteous children of God, we're righteous in Christ, then we'll be able to live that out in our everyday life. If I could touch briefly on this, because this is really huge. I think this is the turn for people who can actually build on the foundation, and that try, but somehow they end up just walking away from the Lord, because the greatest tool of the enemy is condemnation. And what the thing is if we don't understand that when we got born again, we receive the very nature and life of God. We receive the righteousness of Christ. And if we don't understand how the Father sees us, then we're going to allow the accusations of the enemy to come to us. They come many ways. They can come to our own thoughts. They can come through people. And if we'll take the bait of the condemnation and think that God is angry or displeased or that he's judging us, if we fall into that, then it actually produces condemnation in our heart, and it makes us fear our loving Father that is not angry with us, that is not judging us, but is embracing us because of the blood of Jesus, which was shed in our behalf so that we can have boldness before the Father.
That's awesome. That is really awesome. And it's the thing of religion that actually, you know, the Pharisees was ever even doing with the Israelites back in Jesus' time. They was putting condemnation on them, and they had them locked into fear. And, you know, and even the Christian church at this time still does that. They still do that. And it kind of, you know, locks people into their belief. And I call it the spirit of religion. It's a religious spirit is what I call it. Some people don't. That's what I call it. And it gets you so scared of God that God can't do much with you. It's basically what
does.
It kind of binds you. You're supposed to be binding demons, not demons binding you. What's happening? You're getting bound, and God can't do much with you. And the enemy is working on your will. He's changing your will to his will. So once you know the freedom of Christ, those chains come out, and then the enemy can't manipulate you anymore, and then you have authority over him. You have authority over the
enemy.
That's
right. Well, and I go back to Romans 6 because he makes it very clear here. Paul begins to say, we're dead to that old man. We're dead to sin. What's he talking about? Most people think it's sin acts, sin behavior. No, what he's saying is you're dead to that old sin nature, the nature of Adam, right? The nature that rebelled against God, but now you have God's nature, and so now you're alive unto righteousness, and so when you understand that, then you produce holiness. Holiness is a fruit. It's not the root. And so, you know, one thing that God said to Jesus when he was baptized and he comes out of the water, he says, this is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. When we understand that the Father loves us, when we understand that we have the acceptance of the Father, it will propel us into living out who we are.
Amen. 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 And I can tell you this, you know, even on my own walk, that was one of the toughest things that God was trying to teach me is his love, because a normal human don't understand that love. It's a love that passes all understandings. Like it says, you know, peace that passes all understandings is a love that passes all understandings to me. And it's a love that you've got to grasp, you've got to understand. And that's why it's so very important to stay in the Word and stay in that communication with the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer in everyday life. And I'm going to get off this and go back to Amy, because we're going to get on a long conversation. We'll be here all day. So, but, I will get back to Amy here. And Amy, now when you first got saved and God started working on you, what was the biggest thing that God started doing in your life?
Well, I had a radical conversion, and I kind of compare it to Paul's. I don't know if most people have this type of radical conversion, but I definitely did. And immediately I was delivered from drugs, alcohol, from the life I lived. I mean, it was like I try to describe it as if it was like when you walk through a threshold, I became a totally new person, like that old Amy died, and I was free. I mean, I didn't have a desire for drugs, didn't have a desire for sexual immorality, didn't have a desire. I immediately cut off all my, I never spoke to my best friend again. And I just cut off all relationships, all ties. It was like I knew within me that if I looked back, that it would try to pull me back, and it would take my life. It was like somehow I just knew that in my spirit that I really had to forsake all and follow Christ. And no one ever taught me that. No one ever taught me that. That came through that in my encounter with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. That's so important. And you know, the Holy Spirit is our teacher, and He's the one that guides us through all the plans and the things that the Lord has for us. And that's why it's very important to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to listen and to obey. And that's awesome that you did. Now, where did God start pushing you into the ministry?
Well, that was in 1998, and in 1999, I was offered to go play basketball for a Christian university, and so I went down and tried out and made the team, and so now God was restoring that for me. But when I got into Bible college, of course, I had that encounter with God, but I really didn't have much more of a foundation, except for my experience with God when I was born again. When I got into Bible college, it was a denominational Bible college, and I was told by a friend's dad, which was a pastor, that if I sinned in the flesh, then I lose my salvation. And what that did for me is it shot me. It put so much fear in my heart that I couldn't be good enough. How was I going to live this Christian life? How can I measure up? You know, and it just put so much fear in my heart. It actually empowered Satan against me. And within 6 months, I found myself compromising and back in situations that I was in before I was born again. So, it was awful. It was absolutely awful. Didn't want to fall back into that, but I was felt so condemned in my heart and unworthy, and how was I going to be perfect before God? It wasn't until 10 years later that, the end of 9 years later, I began to cry out to God, and I said, God, there's got to be more. There's I don't know how, I'm not perfect, but I miss you and I love you and I don't like this life and I want to come home. And so I began to cry out to God, and again, the Holy Spirit came to me and He began to reveal to me began to reveal the grace of God. And I never knew that word grace, but it was introduced to me in 2008. And I asked God. I said, God, I hear what this man's saying. I was listening to a minister on TV, and I said, Your word says that we are to live by grace, but what is grace? I need to know what grace is if I'm supposed to live by it. If grace is supposed to empower me to live a life pleasing to You, and to be a good life for me, what is grace? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and He said, grace is a person, and His name is Jesus. And that was the introduction into a whole new revelation. It was as if the blinders came off my eyes, and I began to see and understand how the Father sees me and really what happened when I was born again, that I became a child of God, that I received the righteousness of Christ, and it absolutely changed my life. The fear left, and faith came, and as I began to just embrace my righteousness in Christ, every single thing that had tried to reattach itself to me, any bad behaviors or habits that had tried to reattach to me, absolutely died. It just, like dead fruit, it just fell off the tree and died, and it no longer had a hold on me because I was embracing the reality of who I was in Christ and what he did for me.
Amen. And that's so awesome, because, you know, this walk and going through things like that, you have to live this out to fully understand this. And I believe everybody's life has a situation that they can learn, and they can learn from it and grow. But it's just getting that truth in you and working with the Holy Spirit and let him lead you through things. Don't let religion lead you, but let Jesus lead you. And that's one of the biggest things that I'm seeing here in your life, is that the Holy Spirit was guiding you to all the truths. And I really believe, Amy, if you didn't have the Holy Spirit guiding you, and as soon as you went to that Bible school, you would probably fail. But I really see in your story that the Holy Spirit came in. I mean, the Holy Spirit came in and started re-guiding you on your path and opened your eyes to what was going on. And that's what is so – go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, absolutely. Here's the thing is I like for people to understand, when someone truly gets born again, even if the reason that sin is empowered, sin behavior, or the old man is empowered, let me just say it like that, the old man is empowered that is really dead, the reason that he's resurrected is because, number one, you haven't renewed your mind to who you are, and number two, the Bible says that the strength of sin is the law. And so when we put the law on people and we tell people that God is, you know, mad at you, angry with you, you lose fellowship with God if you sin, and we begin to put this heaviness on people, it absolutely empowers sin. It's the ministry of condemnation. But, you know, the Word of God says that, you know, it's for freedom that Christ set us free, and we're supposed to walk in that liberty. And the Holy Spirit convicts us of our righteousness. He says, you know, you're not that old person. You know, you're dead to this thing. Reckon yourself dead to this thing and turn and walk in the newness of life that's in Christ Jesus. And there's no way for a believer to absolutely walk in the fullness of what Jesus paid for, person of the Holy Spirit. Shortly after the Holy Spirit started revealing to me who I was in Christ, I was in my room, I was alone, I was watching TBN and watching an evangelist, and he began to talk about the person of the Holy Spirit. And I'd never, ever heard anyone talk about who the Holy Spirit was and what he was to the believer. And as he began to teach that at the end of the program, he just invited people who wanted to receive the baptism. And I was just sitting in the middle of my bed, alone in my house, and I just raised my hand and I said, God, I need this Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to help me to live the life that Jesus died to give me, and he's the power of God, then I need him. Holy Spirit, I want you and I need you. And I raised my hands and I began to praise God, and the Holy Spirit and God himself stepped down into my room, and I began to sing in tongues, began to sing in the most beautiful language, and I was baptized with the Holy Spirit, and I encountered the strong, weighty, weighty presence of God, the peace of God, the love of God. It was almost like what I encountered when I was born again, but it was much heavier weight. It was a thickness of God. It was so thick of God's love and His presence upon me, and it was so strong that I remember I had to ask the Lord to please stay His hand, because I felt like I was going to be crushed from the weight of His presence. And since that day, I have seen my life just propel in life in Christ Jesus. And I know it's because of the relationship and the person of the Holy Spirit.
That's awesome. I know I've heard a lot of evangelists that would get up on the stage and they feel like a heavy blanket was thrown on them, and it would seem like their backs would go down, like something was on them, and they would go into extreme tongues and just keep on preaching. And yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about there. I've heard a lot of people experience that. But yeah, it's awesome that God will come to you like that time in your bedroom and just come and visit with you and minister to you. And that's the type of God that we have. We have a God that will spend time with you and love you and reveal Himself to you. And, you know, a lot of people don't teach that, you know, they believe that God is here for everybody, but you know, sometimes He answers and sometimes He won't. Sometimes He might not never talk to you. And that's not true. That is not true.
Well, we have to look at the life of Jesus. I mean, really, you know, the Apostle Paul, follow me as I follow Christ. His eyes were upon Jesus. Jesus taught Paul, which through the person of the Holy Spirit. And so we have to understand that Jesus didn't do a single, his public ministry wasn't able to go forward until he was baptized with the Holy Spirit. Why? It's because the Holy Spirit is the one who does the work. And so He's the one in our lives that's doing the work. He's the one that's helping us to walk out the reality of who's in us. And so for me, the Holy Spirit, I love to talk about the Holy Spirit. I love to talk about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, because He is the one that every person that I've seen healed, every person that I've seen, you know, delivered, set free, it has been through the person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't testify of Himself, but He testifies of the person of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. That is the most important thing, is relationship with the Holy Spirit. Everybody that I have learned, I have studied, they've all had a relationship with the Holy Spirit. They all have. And a lot of people forgets about the Holy Spirit. He's like the invisible man sitting in a chair beside of you, and you don't even know He's even there, and you don't even recognize Him at all, you know. And that He is our teacher. He's our teacher. And He's the one that
absolutely reveals.
Go ahead.
No, absolutely. He is the teacher. In fact, I just want to touch base on how I got into how I started walking in and seeing people healed. I came back from I was in Denmark for almost 3 years, a little under 3 years. And when I came back, He just began to birth in my heart such a desire to see people healed. I can't explain it. All I know is when I came back from Denmark in 2013, you know, every morning when I would get alone with the Lord in my journal, the Holy Spirit would just write through me, I'm going to see, you know, the lame walk. I'm going to see people healed. God, You're going to do this through me. And it was like this love poem, I guess you could say, coming out of me. But it was the Holy Spirit that was doing that work in me. And He began to teach me about Jesus and His ministry, and that the His power and the faith in the name of Jesus, and the work of the Father, and as He taught me that, then it became a reality of, okay, now you understand these truths. You know, it didn't happen overnight. It was within about a 9-10 month period that I mean, I was in the Word every day, and he's teaching me these truths and uprooting fears that were there. And then at the end of, I think it was October of, no, September, October of 2014, he said, okay, now it's time to act on these truths that I've taught you. Now it's time for you to trust me. And I'll have to say, the beginning, I, like everybody else, you know, we step out and we step back. I remember the first time I was walking to the mailbox, and I saw a lady getting into her car, and she was having a difficulty walking, and I saw her. And when I saw her, I say, I saw her, but I come to realize any time that I take notice of someone, I take notice of them because the Holy Spirit in me has taken notice of them. And so I saw her, and I thought, okay, Holy Spirit, I know you want to go bring freedom to her. And so I started walking over there, and then this, you know, this fearful thought comes in, and so I take a step back, and then I walk over to her, and then I walk back, and then I end up walking off. And as I'm walking away from this lady, I'm just like, what are you, you know, Amy, what are you doing? You know, and then I'm repenting, God, I'm sorry, you wanted to bring freedom to her, and I didn't go. And then I start praying that God would send another laborer to her path that would set her free, because God's desires for people to be free. You know, it says very clear in Acts 10:38 how Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power, and went about doing good, healing all those oppressed of the devil. And so when I see someone in any type of oppression, I know that it is a torment of Satan, and I know that the Holy Spirit in me is the person to bring the freedom through the name of Jesus. And so that was kind of just my introduction into it. But it does have a happy ending, praise God. because about a month later, I guess, no, maybe a few weeks later, I was in church, and I was a part of a large church at the time, and I'm sitting in church, hands raised, I'm in worship, and I open my eyes for a second, and I look to the right, and I see a girl on crutches, and I'd never seen her before, and immediately I said, okay, Holy Spirit, you want to bring freedom to her, and so at that point, I just said it in my heart, I'm going to go over after church, and I'm going to talk to her, and I did. I walked up and just said, you know, introduced myself and said, asked her what happened, and she had one of those doctor boots on her leg because of her ankle, and I just expressed that I believe that the Lord Jesus wants to heal her. He wants to bring freedom to her, and they received me. The Lord told me very simply, He said, when you walk up to someone, if they receive you, that's their faith to be healed. See, because they're not accepting me, they're accepting him who sent me. And so he said, upon that, that's their faith to be healed. And so I just said a simple prayer, and she took her doctor boot off before I prayed. I'm one that lifts the flaps up on the wheelchair because we're coming out, you know, and so faith has action. And so I asked her to take the boot off, and then I knelt down and prayed for her, and then I grabbed her hand. Her mom was standing there the whole time, you know, agreeing with this. She was, I think she was 12 or 13, and I grabbed her hand. I said, all right, you ready to act on your faith? And she said, yes. And so we took off walking down the foyer of the church, and I looked at her, and I have to be honest, I'm a little nervous. I looked at her and I said, well, how you doing over there? And she says, well, it feels weird. And I said, okay. And I said, we just kept walking. And I said, well, do you have any pain at all? And I said, be honest. Is there any pain? And she says, well, there's a little bit. And I said, okay, stop. And I reached down and I put my hand on her leg and just said a simple prayer, maybe five words. And I looked up at her, and she's smiling from ear to ear. Every bit of pain was gone. She was completely set free. And when I was leaving the church, I watched her mom and her walk out of the church as her mom was carrying her crutches and she had her boot in her hand.
Amen.
And so that was my first encounter of the Holy Spirit setting someone free through me. So,
how can somebody get in touch with you if they would like to get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me through my website. My website is recipientsofgrace.com. You can also find me on Facebook. I have a Facebook profile, Amy Lee Kemp, I think it's Amy Lee Kemp, Recipients of Grace. Well, I'm on there, Amy Lee Kemp on Facebook. I also have a public profile, but you can find that off my website as well.
Great. Yes, I have her website here on the show. So when you click on it, her information should be on it. It's www, all one word, recipientofgraceministry.com. You can check her out right there. And Amy, I want to ask.
It's recipient with an S.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Recipients with an S. But you can find it right here on the channel, and you can click right on it. But Amy, I want to ask you three different things. The first thing is, if there's a woman out there that's in church and don't know about all this, what would you say to her?
Oh, come on, let's have a drink. Let's have a drink of the Lord. I mean, it's we haven't begun to live the life that Jesus died to give us until we begin to understand these truths of who Jesus is, who we are in Him, and the work in of the person of the Holy Spirit in our everyday lives. So I would encourage someone to come on. You know, there's a bus ready and there's plenty of room for you. And God so wants us to be walking in the fullness of what Jesus paid for.
Okay, I want to ask you the second thing. If there's a lady out there that doesn't know Jesus Christ, what would you say to her?
I would say ask God to reveal Himself to you. You know, I spent some time on the streets of L.A., and I ministered to the homeless, and particularly the homeless youth. And not all the time that I would get a response from them, but I would always leave them with this. I said, I don't care what situation you're in or where you're at, but a simple cry of God, help me. God, reveal Yourself to me. I said, the Holy Spirit will answer that cry. He will come and He will manifest Himself to you.
Amen. Amen. And the last thing is, you know, if a lady has been in church for years and they have really been, you know, dealt with pain and they're thinking about getting prayer and they're not sure, what would you say to them?
Well, I would just tell you what Jesus said, because we can trust Jesus. Jesus said in His word, He says that we can go to the Father in His name, and that whatever we ask, that very thing He will do. So why not come and ask and give God an opportunity to reveal His love and His power in your life? It doesn't hurt to call on Him. Why not, you know, just trust Him? I mean, if Jesus said that He'll answer, if Jesus said He'll do it, let's trust Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. One of the biggest things is once you put your trust in the Lord, all things change. Because, you know, He's not just a self-help book that we read. He's a real person. He really did
Absolutely.
Die for you. He's not just a fairy tale story. He's real as you and me. And He's here to change your life. He's here to change the world. Not just your life, but the whole world. And He could help. He could start changing the world through you. And the only thing you've got to do is just invite Him into your heart. And right now, if you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and you want to accept Him as your Lord and Savior, just say this easy prayer with me right now. Just say, Lord Jesus, I accept You as my Lord and Savior. I hand all my sins and trespasses to You, Lord, to You and Your cross. I accept that You died on the cross for me, Lord. I accept that you was raised on the third day for me, Lord Jesus Christ. And I accept You into my heart for eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just said this prayer, the Lord Jesus Christ has came into your heart, and I ask you to go to a nearby church and get immersed, get baptized. I do believe in that. But thank you, Amy, for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I hope that our conversation has sparked something in the hearts of those who are listening, that they will pursue and ask God to reveal the person of the Holy Spirit, and that they will really seek to know Him, and that they'll get into the Word of God and go to John 16 and read about the Holy Spirit. Because if Jesus said He was the promise of the Father, then why not receive the gift that Jesus died to give us?
Amen, amen. And I want to tell everybody, we do have the Healing Light channel on Roku now, on Smart TV. The Roku actually turns your television to a Smart TV, and they have free channels on there. You can get Netflix and Hulu and all that stuff too, but they do have free channels. And the Healing Light channel is one of those free channels. And Amy Lee Kemp is actually on that channel. She's teaching, and you can see her praying for the sick, all type of things on there. And we've got a bunch of other ministries. Amy just came on board, and we have John George Ministries, which is a deliverance minister. He came on board too not too long ago. So go to the Healing Light channel and just check her out and check out her ministry and what she's all about. And I'm sure you're going to learn a lot from her teachings on there. And I sure did, just by putting the program on there. So it's real awesome to have her on here today and having her teaching. And God has really, really put a gift in her for teaching. And thank you, Amy, for coming on here.
Oh, you're welcome. Do I have 30 seconds? I would like to say something to your listeners.
Go ahead.
Because we're talking about healing. If you guys have a physical need in your body, or you have a family member, the Bible's very, very clear, very simple. Jesus said Himself that whatever you ask in My name, that I will do. That word asked means to call forth. So whatever, if you will go lay your hands on that person, on your own body, and call forth the desired result you desire to see in His name, Jesus promised Himself that He would answer that prayer.
Amen. Amen. I just ask everybody just to go ahead and lay their hands on their body. I don't care if you got a headache, you got a stomach ache, if you got, you know, your knee's been hurting for a couple of weeks, just lay your hands right there now. Just lay your hands on those knees right now. Lay your hands on that stomach ache. Lay your hands on your head. Wherever, you know, you're having this issue, just lay your hands there. It's kind of like indicating your faith that you believe in this prayer. And at this time, we're just going to go ahead and pray. In Jesus' name, we command all sickness to leave. We command all sickness to leave. We command headaches to leave in Jesus' mighty name. We command all bones to bind back together in Jesus' name. We command all tendons to be made whole now in Jesus' name. We command all infirmities to leave now in Jesus' name. We curse the brain tumor. We curse the brain tumor at the root and at the seed, and we command it to die now in Jesus' name. We command that brain tumor to leave. We command the spirit of that brain tumor to leave. We bind and rebuke you, command you to go to the pit of hell now in Jesus' name and leave this person's head. We bind and rebuke the spirit of this brain tumor, and we curse this brain tumor at the root and at the seed, command it to die. We command the full mind fully repaired and restored in Jesus' name. All cancers, we curse the cancers at the root and at the seed, command them to die. We bind the spirit of cancer, command it to leave this person and never return anymore. We command it to go to the pit now in Jesus' name and be bound to the pit now in Jesus' name and leave this person in Jesus' mighty name.
There's somebody with rheumatoid arthritis. I'm hearing rheumatoid arthritis. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we command rheumatoid arthritis. We command you to go right now. I command every joint to be made whole right now in the name of Jesus. You'll just begin to move. You'll see every bit of pain is gone.
In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Yeah, I'm hearing arthritis too. And
every bit of pain goes.
Pain go. And I just ask you all, when we do this, just move that body part. Just move that body part. Just move that body part. And that activates your healing right there. And Lord,
somebody's,
I know there's...
Somebody's ears just opened. Somebody's ears just opened as we were talking.
Amen. Amen.
Just begin to give Jesus all the praise, all the glory right now.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for opening that ear. We thank you that the deaf hear. We thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I keep on going back to arthritis. And anybody that has, if somebody has arthritis in their hands, somebody has arthritis in their hands, and I bind that spirit of arthritis, and I rebuke that spirit of arthritis, command it to leave their bodies now in Jesus' name. I take authority over that arthritis, and I command it to leave their bodies now in Jesus' name and go to the pit and never return. Spirit of arthritis, I bind you and rebuke you and command you to leave and never return to these people in Jesus' mighty name. I command the joints of the hands to be fully made whole and be restored in Jesus' name. I command all the joints and tendons in the hand to be made whole now in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Amy.
There's somebody bent over. I'm seeing someone bent over. Right now, we just command all that arthritis in the back to go in the name of Jesus. Just stand up straight. Just as you begin to move up, you're going to see that you're completely loosed in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just begin to raise your hands and give him the praise. Give Jesus all the glory, all the praise.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I really feel there's somebody has depression. There's a person with depression. I bind that spirit of depression. I rebuke it, command it to leave their minds, to leave the rooms of their minds. I command it to leave now in Jesus' name. I take authority over that spirit of depression. Command it to leave now in Jesus' name. I command that guy in Jesus' name. Go ahead.
Yeah, and every root of condemnation tied with that depression, we break the power right now of that condemnation. Satan, I render you helpless against these people right now in the name of Jesus. No more intrusion, thoughts of accusation in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name, we just release that now to the audience. We just release that now in Jesus' mighty name. And we just ask you, you know, if you just need a refill of the Holy Spirit, you just need to be freshed up. Just hold your hands out and let's go ahead and pray. We just pray now in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, we ask you just to refill them with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we ask you just to fill them up, fill their bellies up with rivers of living water. We ask you to fill their hearts with rivers of living water, Lord. Lord, as on that day of Pentecost, when you fill the 12 disciples with power and with the Holy Spirit, we ask you to do that same thing today with the listeners. Just fill them up with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Just fill them up. Fill them up, Lord. Just fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up, Lord. Fill them up, Holy Spirit. Just come down in power. Come down in power right now, Holy Spirit. Come down in power right now. The fire of God come upon them. Fire of God come upon them. Refill them, Lord. Refill them. Just refill them. Give them courage.
I got a word of knowledge. There's somebody with a toothache. Right now, we just bind that toothache. We bind the decay. We command all the decay to go right now, all the pain to go right now in the name of Jesus. Just begin to bite down in your mouth, and you'll see that every bit of pain is gone.
In Jesus' name, amen. And Lord, I ask you just to go ahead and bring the peace that passes all understandings upon these people too right now. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Amy, for the prayer. And I want to thank everybody for listening today. This has been an awesome show. And maybe we'll do this again, invite Amy back on and do some prayers and pray for people and put a number out and let y'all call in and receive prayers. You know, it'd be awesome. Awesome time in the Lord. So thank you again, Amy. And I really encourage everybody to check out the Healing Light show on Blog Talk. And also check out the Healing Light channel on Roku. And you go on Roku, just type in Healing Light Channel. It should take you right to it. And, you know, just click on it, find which ministry that you're interested in. I'm going to tell you this, anybody that's wanting to walk in the power of God, wants to learn, it doesn't only show you about walking the power of God. It teaches you about walking in the power of God, what you need. It gives you firm foundations. We've got teachings on there that give you firm foundations and teach you how to do this and what you need to learn. I mean, we got Amy, we got Art Montgomery, we got Art Thomas. We got a lot of guys that's got firm foundations in the Word, and it will actually teach you what you need to know about this. So come out and check the Healing Light Channel out, and I'm sure it's going to enrich you, and it's going to fill you with the Lord and let you know what you need to do. And I about guarantee you, after you watching this channel, it will build up your faith. You can do the same thing. I guarantee you you'll be able to do the same thing, because we've got so much faith building on this channel to build your faith up to the point that you could step outside in your neighborhood and pray for the sick, and God will actually react. So, you know, go on there, get your teaching, get your learning about the Lord Jesus Christ. Build up your faith. See these people going out here doing what we're teaching here today. And just watch. Just see what Jesus will do through them. And he will do the same thing through you. So check out the channel today and check out Blog Talk. We got over 250 shows here on Blog Talk Radio. We've got many different ministers. Check that out. And check out Amy's stuff at www.recipientsofgraceministry.com, and check out what she's doing and where you can see her next on her events. God bless you, and thank you, Amy. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Stan.
God bless you all.
People try.